This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis, in New Delhi today. Mr. Christodoulidis arrived in New Delhi yesterday. He was received by Union Minister of State for Road, Transport and Highways, Ajay Tamta, at the airport. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Konstantinos Kombos, Minister of Transport, Communications and Works, Alexis Vafaidis, senior officials and business leaders. This is the first visit of President Christodoulidis to India in his current capacity. The first International Big Cat Alliance, IBCA, summit, which was scheduled to take place in New Delhi on the 1st of June, has been postponed. It was being organized in conjunction with the 4th India-Africa Forum summit at several African countries host big cats and are important partners in global efforts towards conservation, ecological sustainability and biodiversity protection. In a statement, Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that following the decision taken in consultation with the chairperson of the African Union and the African Union Commission to convene the 4th India-Africa Forum Summit at a later date, it has been cleared that the first IBCA Summit 2 will be convened at a later date. New dates for the summit will be announced in due course following consultations with participating countries and stakeholders. The Calcutta High Court has ordered setting up a three-member special investigation team, SIT, of the CBI to probe the developments from the time the R.G. Carr Medical College's trainee doctor had dinner on the ill-fated night of August 2024 till her cremation. A division bench comprising Justices Shampa Sharkar and Tirthankar Ghosh yesterday said the CBI's joint director, East, will head the team. The other two members of the team would be decided within 48 hours of the court's order. The young medic was sexually assaulted and murdered in the hospital on the night of August 9, 2024. Amid recent incidents targeting railway infrastructure and train operations, Ministry of Railways has urged passengers to remain alert during travel and immediately report any suspicious activity or individuals on railway premises through helpline number 139. The appeal came after a high-level security review meeting chaired by Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav at the Rail Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. Minister of State for Railways V. Somanna and Ravneet Singh Bittu, along with senior railway officials and field officers from across the country, attended the meeting. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said that the U.S. is ready to sell as much energy as India is willing to buy. He said this while responding to a question about India being affected by high energy prices due to the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. The minister said this in the interaction with reporters in Miami as he embarked on the trip to Sweden and India. He also described India as a great partner and said his visit is important as it would give him the opportunity to meet with ministers from the Quad nations.
There's a lot to work on with India. They're a great ally, a great partner. We do a lot of good work with them. And so it is an important trip. I'm glad we're able to do it because I think there'll be a lot for us to talk about. And we'll also meet with the Quad there, which is important. Something, I think my first meeting as Secretary of State was with the Quad. So I believe like I got sworn in, I did the thing in the lobby, and then I went right upstairs and that was my first meeting. And I'm glad we're able to do it now in India, and we're going to do one later in the year as well.
Mr. Rubio will be in India from the 23rd to the 26th of this month and will visit Kolkata, Agra, Jaipur and New Delhi. The Quad meeting is scheduled on the 26th of this month. Hamza Burhan, believed to be one of the masterminds behind the 2019 Pulwama terror attack that claimed the lives of over 40 CRPF personnel, was killed yesterday when unknown gunmen opened fire on him in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK. He had been living undercover as a teacher in POJK following the Pulwama attack. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Chennai Super Kings by 89 runs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.